Are you ready?
Yeah.
Good morning. Wow, very nice. How about that? The State Fair Choir. All right, now you can play that organ music, Hammer. And now, Minnesota Hospital, the continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who help make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. This past spring, Minnesota Hospital was booted out of the Medical Internal Association colloquium, or as it's better known, the MIAC. As a result, they have stepped up their medical game to include sleep studies in an effort to compete against Division I talent like the Mayo. Meanwhile, out here at the Minnesota Hospital State Fair Satellite Clinic, Dr. Gil Whitney and Dr. Helen Trent are busy in consultation somewhere in the bowels of Minnesota Hospital.
Oh, Gil.
Helen.
Gil, I do love your buns.
Thank you, Helen. They're village hearth.
Gil, you're smoking hot.
Oh, gosh. Come on, Helen.
Seriously, Gil, you're sunburned. Even in this dimly lit room, you're glowing.
Do you think anyone will notice?
Well, the intern did just fry a strip of bacon on your back.
Helen, I was paddleboarding on Big Island in Lake Minnetonka, and it was either sunburn or E. coli.
Hey, you two, cut it out. It's me, Dr. Ernie Sanders.
Ernie Sanders? You mean Bernie Sanders?
No, I'm Dr. Ernie. I run the social media disease department. Bernie is my brother, and he's campaigning here at the Minnesota Hospital Satellite Clinic.
Ernie!
Bernie!
Why do I feel like I'm suddenly listening to Sesame Street?
Ernie, somebody's power is out.
It's only sunburn, okay?
Not you, Dr. Whitney.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's very dark down here. We need some power.
I'll flip on the lights.
Are they solar?
Anyways.
Good comeback, Ernie.
Holy smokes, Dr. Whitney. That is one bad sunburn.
As a matter of fact, let me just say this. On the Crayola scale, I would say you fall somewhere between brick red and Christmas red.
When I first saw you, I thought you were Hellboy.
Come on, it can't be that bad.
It's bad. It's bad. A lobster just tried to mate with you.
As a matter of fact, I bet you could actually iron your clothing just by laying on it. Is it laying or lying? I don't know.
Gil, you should start guzzling aloe vera straight out of the bottle.
Okay.
Really, Dr. Whitney, that is quite a sunburn. You know, you could do something environmentally friendly and double as the light on the top of the Minnesota Hospital ambulance. How about that?
As your doctor, I'm going to recommend sleeping on your stomach for the next 4 to 5 years.
Listen, Dr. Sanders, you are a pain in the neck.
Thanks for moving me up.
Hey, Ernie, I just thought of a great slogan for Dr. Whitney here. Feel the burn.
Why are you all down here anyway?
I know why I'm here. I wanted to see my red, hot boyfriend.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Dr. Whitney.
What do you want, intern?
There's a guy with a chameleon who can't change colors, and he's in the waiting room.
Back up a minute.
Why? Is this proctology?
No. I mean, Who's in the waiting room?
A guy with a chameleon who can't change colors. What do I tell him?
Tell him he has reptile dysfunction.
Excuse me. So anyway, this is your president of Minnesota Hospital, Dr. Rump. A lot of people are calling me that. I have a very serious problem with sleep acne.
You mean sleep apnea, President Rump?
No. It's so bad. In fact, a lot of people are telling me sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I just tweet. I tweet.
Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney!
Yes, intern, what is it?
Well, you know, the patient you told me to try that inversion therapy, where you hang upside down, you know that guy?
I'm just so happy you got through that line, intern.
So am I! A bat fell in love with him!
Could you repeat that?
A bat fell in love with him!
A bat fell in love with him because of inversion therapy. We lost that one somewhere along the line, intern. I can't wait till you go back to school. All right, Mr. President, let's get you to sleep and figure out, with help from our new sleep center, what the problem is.
Hey, genius, read my column. That will put you to sleep.
Where's Dr. Shorts? The medical team in our Sports Performance Center uses this to help athletes function at top levels.
Sorry I'm late, Dr. Whitney.
Dr. Shorts.
Call me Jim. Jim Shorts. That's Jim Shorts.
Where have you been?
Watching film.
Film?
Yeah, that's how we roll the boat around here. We figured out a game plan. Last night we saw some lateral film.
Oh, you mean an x-ray picture taken from the side?
No, it was actual laterals that should have been used in the Gopher game last night against the Jackrabbits.
Okay, everyone. The president just finished Sid's column, and he's already asleep.
See, as usual, I knew it before the rest of you jerks.
So we have hooked up our president's brain, and we'll be able to monitor his dreams and those nightmares that keep waking him up. I'm going to ask for absolute silence here from the staff, because through this amazing technology, we will actually listen to the dreams and nightmares as they happen.
Well, hello, Mr. President.
It's President Reagan.
Well, I just heard some of the jokes in the beginning of this bit, and, well, I'm afraid the bombing began 5 minutes ago.
I wonder if that's the problem. Past presidents are in his dreams and disrupting his sleep?
Make no mistake about it.
It's President Nixon.
I am on your side regarding the media. They're not the president's friend. In fact, here at the State Fair, I call it fake moose.
This is remarkable technology. Dr. Jim Shorts, when did you first use it?
Oh, that would be better addressed by my colleague, the quarterback of our team, Dr. Brett Favre.
Dr. Brett Favre?
Well, we tested it last year at the Viking Performance Center. And that's when we recognized that they had slept through 7 games last season. Always remember, I'm just a phone call and a helicopter ride away.
Allow me a little response to that, Dr. Favre.
It's President Obama.
Well, don't forget, we had to use the Heimlich maneuver on your Packers the entire second half of the season last year. And it still didn't work. Well, let me get back to this a dream thing. People ask me all the time, Mr. President, why did you bulldoze the Rose Garden? And I tell them it's simple, really. I didn't want any more bushes in the White House. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I am starting to understand why he can't sleep well.
Mr. President!
Oh my goodness, that's FDR.
The only thing we have to fear is deep-fried pickled beer.
It's like an all-star game of presidents.
Does anyone know where the horn dog booth is?
I think he meant corn dogs.
No, I didn't.
Let's see if this dream continues.
Is that President Bush?
Yeah, I saw him late. I misunderestimated the fair traffic.
Mr. President.
Well, what a total nightmare. A total disaster. Sid, what are you doing here?
Yes, it is a genius.
Yes, it is.
I'm the stable genius. You're Sid.
I have a gift for the presidents who appear in your dream.
A gift. What is the gift?
For all the presidents appearing in this dream, we would like to give them a Murray Silver President. Sid, take your wife out, you say.
Governor Ventura?
Hey, remember, no problem is so big or so scary that it cannot be blamed on someone else.
What are you doing here?
Well, Minnesota Hospital today was such a catastrophe that the Red Cross was passing out donuts in your lobby. Hoo-yah!
That's it!